They were allowed to remain inside over break due to the downpour outside. They found seats in a noisy and overcrowded classroom on the first floor, in which Peeves was floating dreamily up near the chandelier, occasionally blowing an ink pellet at the top of somebody's head. They had barely sat down when Angelina came struggling toward them through the groups of gossiping students. "I've got permission," she said, "to reform the Quidditch team." "Excellent," said Ron and Harry together. "Yeah," said Angelina, beaming. "I went to McGonagall, and I think she might have appealed to Dumbledore. Anyway, Umbridge had to give in. Ha! So, I want you down at the pitch at 7 o'clock tonight, all right? Because we've got to make up time. You realize we're only 3 weeks away from our first match?" She squeezed away from them, narrowly dodged an ink pellet from Peeves, which hit a nearby first year instead, and vanished from sight. Ron's smile slipped slightly as he looked out of the window, which was now opaque with hammering rain. "Hope this clears up. What's up with you, Hermione?" She too was gazing at the window, but not as though she really saw it. Her eyes were unfocused, and there was a frown on her face. "Just thinking," she said, still frowning at the rain-washed window. "About Siri Snuffles?" said Harry.
"No, not exactly," said Hermione slowly. "More wondering. I suppose we're doing the right thing. I think, aren't we?"
Harry and Ron looked at each other.
"Well, that clears that up," said Ron. "It would have been really annoying if you hadn't explained yourself properly."
Hermione looked at him as though she had only just realized he was there.
"I was just wondering," she said, her voice stronger now, "whether we're doing the right thing, starting this Defense Against the Dark Arts group."
"What?" said Harry and Ron together.
"Hermione, it was your idea in the first place," said Ron indignantly.
"I know," said Hermione, twisting her fingers together, "but after talking to Snuffles..."
"But he's all for it," said Harry.
"Yes,"
said Hermione, staring at the window again.
"Yes, that's what made me think maybe it wasn't a good idea after all."
Peeves floated over them on his stomach, pea shooter at the ready. Automatically, all three of them lifted their bags to cover their heads until he had passed.
"Let's get this straight," said Harry angrily as they put their bags back on the floor. "Sirius agrees with us, so you don't think we should do it anymore?"
Hermione looked tense and rather miserable. Now staring at her own hands, she said,
"Do you honestly trust his judgment?"
"Yes, I do," said Harry at once. "He's always given us great advice."
An ink pellet whizzed past them, striking Katie Bell squarely in the ear. Hermione watched Katie leap to her feet and start throwing things at Peeves. It was a few moments before Hermione spoke again, and it sounded as though she was choosing her words very carefully.
"You don't think he has become sort of reckless since he's been cooped up in Grim Old Place? You don't think he's kind of living through us?"
"What do you mean, living through us?" Harry retorted.
"I mean, well, I think he'd love to be forming secret defense societies right under the nose of someone from the Ministry. I think he's really frustrated at how little he can do where he is. So I think he's keen to kind of egg us on."
Ron looked utterly perplexed.
"Sirius is right," he said. "You do sound just like my mother."
Hermione bit her lip and did not answer. The bell rang just as Peeves swooped down upon Katie and emptied an entire ink bottle over her head.